Almost a week ago, another beautiful, amazing, full of promise and incredible potential life was snuffed out here in Baltimore. That life was of emerging hip-hop rap superstar Lil Scooter. I say superstar because that is what this young man was to thousands of young African black children of Baltimore. The same way we older folk a few months ago grieved and are still mourning the death of Prince, may his purple paisley soul rest in peace. I'm in no way comparing the musical accomplishments of Lil Scooter to that of Prince. A lot of Tyrese Watson's music, that's Lil Scooter's name his mama and father gave him, was misogynistic and stereotype perpetuating. What I'm comparing is the level of grief that young black folk are feeling. Yes, young black people have feelings. Lil Scooter was a symbol that a child of color from an urban challenged community could be successful and still remain connected to where they were born and raised. He showed that success didn't mean jumping up and leaving your community and people like you're escaping from prison. That accessibility of young people to be able to see, feel, touch him is why the emotional and psychological trauma of his death is so devastating. Adding to the horror of this tragedy is once again the possible killer of this wonderful young black man was another young black man. Gun violence in the African community here in America has got to stop. But this gun violence is not just germane to black folk. There are a whole lot of white people randomly shooting a mess out of one another. Is gun violence only random, or is it intentional? The young African black man who murdered Lil Scooter did it with a gun. I believe the question that needs to be asked is not why young black disenfranchised children filled with self-loathing kill each other, but why do psychologically distraught individuals have access to guns? I would not let one of my 3-year-old twin sons drive my car, because it's obvious that it's going to end badly. What's going on, America? All of America, black, white, and all the other colors. What kind of society do we have when we allow children, the mentally ill, and folk on terrorist watch lists to have guns? I know that some of you are enraged by the possibility that your right to bear arms could be infringed. But what I'm saying is this: if you're going to have a gun, at least make it safe. My Droid phone has more security options on it than a rifle or handgun. That is ridiculous. And let me tell you this. The saying goes, guns don't kill people. People kill people. Let me tell you, guns do kill people and kill them efficiently and horribly. I don't understand why a gun doesn't have a security code on it and my cell phone does. It took the government months and help from an outside hacker to crack an iPhone related in a terrorist case. And for a phone to be able to be picked up from anywhere and used to create death and carnage and terror is ridiculous. And that my Snapchat and Instagram is safer than a Glock 9mm. I don't care if you stood there and let me bang you in the head with my smartphone that I would not kill you. Matter of fact, the phone would probably break before it could crack your skull. But still, nothing impedes the use of a gun. So what I want us to think about, America, as we grieve another life taken away by gun violence, which is truly more important to us as a society and a nation? The right to bear arms or protecting our cell phones? My name's Coley Tengela, and that's my take.